Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Bronson singing Homecoming Day, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled A Thirst for God's Freedom, from John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5.
Will be worth it all. Soon we And that comes by the way of the cross. For as the songwriter wrote, the way of the cross leads home. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior today, bluntly today, I'm telling you today that you're dying and you're going to hell. You came into this world dying. The first breath was the process that one day you would die. You say, preacher, I didn't really come to church to hear that. But you want to start facing reality. Because the Bible says, you know, you don't know which day will be your day of departure. And you're going to one of two places. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. And if you don't know Jesus, I'm going to tell you right now, on the authority of God's Word, you're going straight to hell. And friend, that's a horrible place and it's a long time to stay there, eternity, because you rejected Jesus. You can't turn back time. You can't reverse anything. The decisions that you're making now will have eternal effect. If you reject Jesus, you have sealed your doom and you today have determined where you're going to spend your eternity. It's going to be in the fires of hell. But blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm glad Jesus made a way. I'm glad He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm glad He provided a means of salvation. I'm glad He opened a door. I'm glad today He shut a door. I'm glad when He opened the door, He opened the door of salvation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. All that will come to me, I will in no wise cast out. But thank God He shut a door. Amen. When He opened the door of salvation, He shut the door of condemnation. Amen. We are therefore now no more condemned. We have been delivered by the power of the blood of the resurrected Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't know Him as your Savior, what do I need to do to know Him? You've got to realize that you're a sinner. You've got to realize that you were born into this world as a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every person that came into this world except the Lord Jesus Christ was tainted by sin. But thanks be unto God, God commended His love toward us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank God He came and took our death. He took our sin. He took our sorrows. He took our shame. He took our sicknesses. He took everything that was against us and nailed it to His cross. And now He has opened the door for salvation, but He's closed the door of condemnation. That thanks be unto God, now you can be born again, washed in the blood, and become a child of God. And that's an eternal transaction for whom the Lord saves, the Lord keeps. So if you're sitting in this church or you're watching by the process of television today, if you don't know Jesus Christ, is it really worth gambling your eternity and wind up in hell? I'm going to tell you it's not. I'm glad today we've got to acknowledge our sinfulness. We've got to realize He died on the cross for our sins. And we've got to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and my life and save me. Forgive me. Save my soul. You know God will do that. Aren't you glad? God will do that very thing. I'm glad that today, He today will deliver your soul. He will set you free. How do you know that? Because He did it for me. And what He's done for me, He'll do for you too. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad for the salvation that the Lord offers upon every person today. So there's a present reality today. And you know, you're not going to have eternal life in heaven apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to come the way that He has provided. Second today is a future hope. Not only do you have a present reality, but you've got a future hope today. Eternal life is associated with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for His church. And I'm glad one day He's coming, and I'm glad that day when He comes, hallelujah, I'm going to be checking out. I don't know about you, but this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. I'm going up to a place that He's prepared for me. I'm entering into the glorious city of God because I sealed, thank God, salvation by receiving Him and knowing Him and being saved and born again. And now I have a future hope. I'm just as sure as for heaven if I was already walking on a street of gold. Amen. I've got a future hope. What's that old song about? You don't worry about tomorrow. You know who holds tomorrow. You know who's in control. You know who's in charge. Amen. Thank God, hallelujah, some golden daybreak, Jesus is coming. But the question that we've got to look at is, are we ready for that coming? Amen. Do you remember the America of yesteryear? Do you remember those days, each day in the public school systems, kids would stand in what we did this morning and pledge allegiance to the flag. I don't see anything wrong with that. Each day, the day began with the teacher opening a Gideon Bible and reading from those words of Christ or the Psalms and seeking God's guidance and having prayer with you each day. I remember those days. You remember the past days when a man and a woman went into the military and they joined as a man or as a woman and not as a transgender? I'm sorry. No, I'm not sorry either. I gave 12 years of active duty and some reserve time on top of that. I'm insulted that we would even consider and think. That is a blemish on our military today. Do you recall the days of marriage when a man married a man and a woman? A man married a woman and a woman. Rewind. Do you remember the days when a man married a woman and a woman married a man? Got to cut that out. Got to edit the tape on that one. Do you remember the days when pot was something that you cooked your pinto beans in rather than something that you smoked? Do you remember the days when you drink Coke and not snort it up your nose in a powder form? Do you remember the days when Christmas was a celebration of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ and not a midwinter or a winter solstice festival? Do you remember those days? Do you remember when the flag was saluted and not burned? I mean, and here we are today. For the traditional values that our nation was founded upon are now dead. They're history. They're gone. We're going in the wrong direction, ladies and gentlemen. We're on the wrong path. And I don't care what a politician or a president or anyone else in a political office will say. I'm not politically correct to begin with. I will be biblically correct. And folks, let me tell you what. What we need to do today is start voting in people that will stand up for the morals and the values and the spiritual things that will change a person's life. Amen. We have gone too far, and I'm afraid we've almost gone too far to come back. But blessed be the name of the Lord. God is still on the throne, and we're still in church, and He today can still move on the hearts and the lives of people and turn things around. But it's going to take we, the born again, the elect of God, those who have been washed in the blood, to stand up and wave this banner called the Word of God and say, we will not back up. We will not be intimidated. We will stand for the truth of God's Word.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.